days away. She's uncertain if she likes him, but she knows she really loves him. It's a crash course for the rest. It's a driving Saturday. To keep formation with this fallout saturation. Cursing at the astronaut who stands and stares by his cabinet. He's crashing out with Sylvia. The bureau's applied for raging men. With snorting head, he gazes to the shore. Once outraged to see the raids no more. Like the video filmed bizarre. His name was always Buddy, and he's shrugging and asked to stay. She sighed like with the wonder kid, and turned her face away. She's uncertain if she likes him, but she knows she really loves him. It's a crash course for the it's a driving Saturday. His name was always Buddy, and he'd shrug and he'd ask to stay. She'd sigh like with the wonder kid, and turn her face away. She's uncertain if she likes him, but you know.
WMFO in Medford. Hey guys, what's up? No, it's not a crash course for the Reavers show. Yes, it is Skybar Rising at its times, at its right time. Skybar himself feeling ill. He's in the hospital, I guess. I guess he thought he had the flu, and I don't know. Now he has some, like, either his white cells are up or down or something. But I was chatting with him. He seems okay. He's in the hospital, everyone, though, so wish him well, and hopefully he'll call in. If you forget, Skybar, 855-915-9636. So I volunteered to take command of the show here, and thank you very much for letting me do so, Skybar. I'm usually the host of A Crash Course for the Reavers, 1 to 4 Saturdays. So, if you don't know me and you like this, check that out. But Skybar, you know, that's why I agreed to do it, or why I wanted to do it, why I asked him to do it, if you wanted me to do it, is because I think we have similar taste in music, really, you know. I listen to his show, I love it, and I see him at same local shows as me, so. One thing that I know he, you know, he plays a lot of punk stuff like me, or punkish stuff, classic punk, not the, you know. Garage and that sort of thing. But he's really into Bruce Springsteen. I know that. I'm not huge into The Boss, but some of his stuff is damn cool, and I know a lot of my heroes dug him and were friends with him. I know David Bowie actually covered this one, so let's play a few from the boss going out to Skybar. Get well soon, buddy.
Well, I stood stone like at midnight, suspended in my masquerade, and I combed my hair that was just right and commanded the night brigade. I was hoping the plane had crossed by the rain, and I walked on a crooked crutch. I strolled all along to a fallout zone, came out with my soul untouched. I hid in the cloud and wrath of the crowd. When they stretched it down, I stood up. Piracy flew from my mast. My sails were set wing to wing. I had a jukebox graduate for first mate. She couldn't sail, but she sure could sing. And I pushed B-52 and bombed them with the blues. With my gear set stubborn on standing, I broke all the rules, straight my old high school. Took month-long vacations in the stratosphere, and you know it's really hard to hold your breath. Swear I lost everything I ever loved or feared. I was a cosmic kid in full costume dress. But my feet, they finally took root in the air. But I got me a nice little place in the stars, and I swear I found the key to the universe in the engine of an old parked car. summer with a teenage diplomat. In the dumps with the mumps as the adolescent pumps his way into his hat. With a boulder on my shoulder, feeling kinda older, I trip the merry-go-round. With this very unpleasing sneezing and wheezing, the Calliope crashed to the ground. Some old hot hat shop was it for a hot spot, snapping his fingers, clapping his hands. In some flesh bomb mascot was tied to a lover's knot with a whatnot in her hand. And now young Scott with a slingshot finally found a tender spot and throws his lover in the sand. Earshot, save the buckshot, turn up the band. And she was blinded by the light. Oh, cut loose like a deuce, another runner in the night. Blinded by the light. She got down, but she never got tight, but she'll make it.
Yeah, 91.5 WMFO in Medford. It's Brian Young sitting in for Skybar. Skybar Rising. throwing out some Bruce Springsteen and friends out to him. I know he's a bit, he is a big fan of Bruce, and Skybar is not dead, no, isn't he? He still is a big fan of Bruce Springsteen. Skybar seems, I think he'll pull out of it. He'll be back next week, I think, and hopefully he'll even call in 855-915-9636. He thought it was a bad flu, but who knows? I don't know. I don't know exactly what's going on with him. Hopefully he can tell us himself. In the meantime, let's just wish him better things to come, please. Yes, we had that in there. We started with Bruce with Growing Up, and then him with Ray Davies, Better Things, and just then Blinded by the Light. What would you like to hear? Maybe you listen to Skybar's show more than me. You know his taste better than me, perhaps. I don't know, but I know I like his stuff. Every time I hear it, I go, that's something I'd play on my show. So we have similar tastes, that's for sure. 855-915-9636. And he's just a really great guy, too. I hang out with him out at the clubs. We love Skybar. Get well soon, man. Yeah, we talked about how, like, he hung out with all the great ones, so we'll just play some of those, I guess. If you have an idea, 855-915-9636, we'll start with Bowie, 91.5 WMFO in Medford.
Through years from my Hollywood highs, This has been one of the greatest tours of our life. We really, I'd like to thank the band. I'd like to thank our road crew, and I'd like to thank our lighting people. Of all the shows on this tour, this particular show will remain with us the longest, because not only is it the last show of the tour, but it's the last show that we'll ever do. Thank you. Time takes a cigarette, puts it in your mouth, pull on your finger, then another finger, then your cigarette. While the wall to wall is calling, it lingers, but still you forget. Oh, you're a rock and roll suicide. You're too young to lose it, but you're too old to lose it. And the clock waits so patiently on your song. Well, you walk past the cafe that you can't eat when you've lived too long. Oh, 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 you're a rock and roll suicide. Now the ship breaks a snarling as you stumble across the room. The day breaks instead, so you hurry home. Don't let the sunlight blast your shadow. Don't let the milk float bind your mind. They're so natural, religiously unkind. Oh no, love, you're not alone. You're watching yourself, but you're too unfair. You got your head all tangled up, but if I can only make you care. Oh no, love, you're not alone. No matter what or who you've been, no matter when or where you see, all the knives seem to lacerate your brain. I've had my share, now I'll help you with the pain. You're not alone. Just turn on with me, and you're not alone. Just turn on with me, and you're not alone. Just give me your hands, 'cause you're wonderful. I said, give me your hands, 'cause you're wonderful. We love you.
Space.
101.5 WMFO in Medford. Just about one of my favorite live rock and roll pieces from any show ever. So, what better way to salute my ill friend, Skybar. There you go. Moon Age Daydream, David Bowie from the motion picture soundtrack, Ziggy Stardust and the Spiders from Mars, 1973. From the 1973 concert at the Odeon Theatre in London, where I call it his retirement gig. A lot of people else, I didn't come up with that. A lot of people call it that. You know, he basically retired the Ziggy character at that show. And what a show it was. Go check out that movie if you can. Ziggy Stardust and the Spiders from Mars. So we started off, that was a long Bowie block. Started with Cracked Actor from that same show. The only thing I didn't have from that show within that block was something from Aladdin Zane, The Prettiest Star. But I get so caught up with that concert. It's so, so good that, yeah, that's what happened. Farewell Speech. Well, yeah, that's not a song. The speech he made in it, and after that, he did Rock and Roll Suicide. So that's the way you would have correctly heard it. But then Moon Age Daydream. Who knows when that was, but they were all from that movie. 91.5 WMFO in Medford. Yes, I'm sitting in for a Skybar. This is Skybar Rising. You can call in with a request if you want. But I think it's only an hour-long show. I think I got it covered, guys. 855-915-9636. If you just want to even call in to, you know, wish Skybar goodwill. You know, whatever. I know you're thinking of him anyways. Here's George. Here's something from George Perkins. It's a PSA that's actually, I guess it's our George Perkins. It's Cambridge Bike Safety. He's from Lighthouse, so I'm going to play a Lighthouse song after this little PSA. George Perkins.
The Cambridge Bicycle Committee says, get on your bikes, have fun, and ride safe. Here's how.
A pavement light shoots a light at night. The stop signs apply, you are right. Watch for the man sitting in his car. He's gonna kick that door ajar. Go with the flow, don't go the wrong way. Put that helmet on your head today. Well, all right.
A message from the Cambridge Bicycle Committee.
Is that really George Perkins? I gotta talk to that guy. He's awesome. This is his band, this is Lighthouse with Hire.
I see you again. is out of sight. They don't bark and they don't bite. They keep things loose, they keep things alight. Everybody was dancing in the moonlight.
Dancing in the moonlight. Everybody's feeling warm and right. It's such a fine and natural sight. Everybody's dancing in the moonlight.
We like our fun and we never fight. You can dance and stay uptight. It's supernatural delight. Everybody was dancing in the moonlight.
91.5 WMFO in Medford. This has been another edition of Skybar Rising. No, not with Skybar, with me, Brian Young. He should be back next week. Get well soon, Skybar. And if you liked what I do and what I'm doing, you can get 3 hours of it every Saturday, 1 to 4 p.m. on A Crash Course for the Ravers. And hey, who's next? Who are you guys?
Spencer and Emma.
Beep, beep, boop, boop, beep.
I think they heard that. I heard it on my headphones. All right, stick around for that. And until next time, see ya. Hey guys, it's Brian Young of A Crash Course for the Ravers.